Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Hope you're having a great morning. I am, and I'm excited about this next event that we're sharing with our listeners today. We're going to talk about Ephesians Live. Joining me in studio this morning, Reverend Dr. Michael Ziegler, pastor at Epiphany Lutheran Church here in St. Louis. Good morning, Pastor Ziegler.
Good morning, Andy.
I guess it helps if I turn up your microphone, doesn't it?
I guess that would help. Good morning.
Also joining us by phone this morning, Dr. David Schmidt at Concordia Seminary. Good morning, Dr. Schmidt.
Good morning.
Good to have you as our guest this morning. I recall it was close to Holy Week last year. I think we talked about something similar to this. Was it Gospel of Matthew?
Mark.
Gospel of Mark last year. Great opportunity to hear, to learn, to even... To be engaged in God's word in a unique way. Ephesians Live. Share with us a little bit about this event, Pastor Ziegler.
Well, Dr. Schmidt and I were both involved with the live presentation of the Gospel of Mark, as you mentioned. And so we started talking with Eric Herman at the seminary, mm-hmm. who's been doing the Reformation 500 series of speakers and events. And we thought... hearing Ephesians Live might be a good Reformation kind of thing. We have the core verse in there, by grace you've been saved through faith, and so we wanted to try it out with Ephesians.
Well, let's talk about who's involved in this. Who are some of the presenters involved in Ephesians Live?
It will be myself and Dr. Schmidt and Pastor Ron Rawl from Timothy Lutheran here in St. Louis. And we've divided up the book and we'll each take a part.
Dr. Schmidt, why did you want to be involved in this project?
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed the Mark Project, mm-hmm. and there's something about the presentation and the experience of hearing the Word of God orally delivered to you that I find very enriching. People seem to enjoy it, and so when Michael approached me with this possibility, I definitely agreed. So,
tell us, Pastor Ziegler, a little bit about the presentation. What is this presentation?
Well, we're, just as Dr. Schmidt said, we're trying to engage people with the Word of God. So we're not going to be reading it out of a book. We've learned our parts from memory by heart, mm-hmm. and we're going to try to present it as though the words were our own, with the same emotion, perhaps, that Paul, that's a very heartfelt letter. Mm-hmm. It even seems to be a sermon that Paul wanted delivered to many churches in the area.
How did you assign the text? How did you break up the text? Who gets what?
We worked with Dr. Kloa from the seminary to talk through the structure of Ephesians, and so we tried to put the breaks at logical points, the changes in tone. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to take the first couple chapters, and Dr. Schmidt will take the middle, and Pastor Rawl will take the end, and I'll come back at the very end for the armor of God section, the very memorable part there.
Committed it to memory. Dr. Schmidt, how long did it take you to commit to memory your portion?
Well, it actually took longer than the Mark piece because Ephesians, presenting a letter is a little bit different than a narrative where you have action going. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the struggles is trying to comprehend the kinds of emotions that Paul would be bringing to this particular letter. And even, you know, for example, in my part, Paul begins a prayer and then he diverts from the prayer to make an aside, which lasts for several verses, about his suffering for the Gentiles and the call he has received to share this mystery of Christ. And then he comes back to the prayer. And so you're thinking to yourself, how can you visually show hearers that beginning of a prayer and then move out of the prayer to make an aside and then back into prayer? So there's a lot that goes into the memorization of it.
That's so unlike pastors today. I don't know any pastors who end up switching gears in the middle of a conversation or anything like that. That never happens here. So it certainly took a while to commit it to memory. What? How about you, Michael? How long to learn your portion?
I found the same experience that David mentioned. It's more difficult than a narrative. But I also found that as I began learning it, I could start to see what Paul was doing. Mm-hmm. In a deeper way than I ever had before I'd tried to learn it by heart.
What value is there in learning scripture by heart?
Oh, we could talk days about this. For me, it's besides bringing people into the Word and letting them experience, for me, it's a very enriching devotional activity. I've got Ephesians going on in my head all the time, and I say it over and over again and let the words speak to me.
Truly, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, huh?
Right. Speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, as he says in chapter 4.
Dr. Schmidt, how about you? What value is there in committing to memory God's word?
Well, you carry it with you all of the time, and it's amazing the way in which certain phrases or conversations that you're having with people, certain phrases from Scripture arise and remind you of the Word of God that not only brings us salvation but guides us in our work in His kingdom in this world. It's a beautiful thing.
So has this, have you set new goals after doing this? You did several chapters out of Ephesians. It was Mark last year. New goals this year?
Well, you have to ask David about the next goal he's put forward for us.
Yeah, we're thinking of doing an Old Testament prophet next year for another Reformation 500.
Wow.
Event. And we're thinking about Habakkuk, and the righteous shall live by faith. And we thought that might be just the use of imagery. And the powerful message that's there, we thought that a verbal presentation of it and perhaps incorporating visuals as well would create a lively hearing.
I thought you were going to say numbers. So there certainly is value in committing to memory. And so for you as presenters, there's value in this. What about for the audience? Those who will be coming to hear to be engaged, what will we gain from this, Pastor Ziegler?
Well, in my experience, I have an audio version of the Bible, and I really enjoy just sitting and having someone speak to me, read to me the Word, and there's something different about hearing a human voice. It's by nature, it's a communal effort. You need another person at least there, and maybe more gathered around to hear. So I enjoy it, and I find it enriching.
Dr. Schmidt,
I think there's an immersive quality to it that is. You hear the entire thing all at once, and certain echoes begin to happen for you as you listen to the whole piece, and that, I think, is of great benefit.
The chapter, the book of Ephesians, from beginning to end, by hearing it from beginning to end, there's some value in that. So often we'll pull parts out and study little pieces here and there, or maybe a chapter at a time, but to hear the whole thing from beginning to end. How long will this presentation be to hear the whole thing?
It's only about 30 minutes.
Really?
The whole thing. And we'll break it up a little bit by singing some hymns in the middle and have some audiovisual elements to go along with it to help with the hearing. But it's only about a 30-minute long sermon.
And how can, where will this be? I guess we've been talking about it. We haven't shared any of the details about when and where.
It will be held at Concordia Lutheran Church, just up the road here on Lindbergh Road at 3:30 p.m. this Sunday.
This Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Here in Kirkwood, Missouri. Just as you said, just a hop, skip, and a jump here from the studios here in Kirkwood, Missouri on Kirkwood Road, Concordia Lutheran Church. Now hosted by... Epiphany?
Well, we're kind of co-working with Concordia Seminary. As we mentioned, it was the part of the Reformation 500 series of events leading up to 2017, and I wanted to be a part of that effort.
So it's a collaborative effort.
Very much.
Everybody involved.
And also co-sponsored by Pastor Rawl's church, Timothy Lutheran, in South City.
Now, is this the first time for Pastor Rawl to be involved in this project?
He was also involved and is involved in the Mark project as well.
Now, are we planning to share Mark again this year?
We are, once again, during the Wednesday of Holy Week. Mm-hmm. So that, I believe, is March 23rd, 7 p.m. at Epiphany Lutheran again. So you can hear the whole Gospel of Mark once more.
And then next year, maybe next fall...
Habakkuk,
yes. I started to say Isaiah. That would be a huge undertaking.
It would be.
You'd have to have several people join the crew for that. How unique, perhaps something that I've not heard of before. Had either of you heard of someone doing this type of presentation before you really embarked on this?
There are a couple couple of scholars who have emphasized the orality mm-hmm. of the New Testament that I've read articles and books by, and David Trowbridge is one. He's involved, has presented at Concordia Seminary before, and he has a book called Bringing the Word to Life, mm-hmm. Engaging the New Testament Through Performing It. And that book was formative for me.
Dr. Schmidt, is this something you might be including in your curriculum, encouraging your students to commit to memory, to learn by heart the text?
Well, there is something about committing to memory the passage that you're preaching on. I've always found it interesting mm-hmm. that, you know, pastors will look to people and talk to them as they're telling a personal story, but when it comes to Scripture, they don't know it. And I think there's mm-hmm. something about committing it to memory that causes you to chew on it more throughout the week. Dr. Ziegler at the Theological Symposium just gave a sectional on the way in which you can incorporate practices of memory and preaching together.
So students aren't required yet, but strongly encouraged in
right.
your classes.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, Dr. Ziegler, how can we find out more about the upcoming presentation of Ephesians Live?
There should be information available at csl.edu. Mm-hmm. If you go there, it should be an events coming up that they've posted on their website with more information.
Okay. I see a phone number here as well. I'm going to guess that's continuing ed. 314-505-7289.
That's right.
Get details there as well.
And no cost for admission, open to the public.
Okay. Very good. So a free event, Sunday, October 25th, 3:30 to 5 p.m. here at Concordia Lutheran Church, 505 South Kirkwood Road. What should we come prepared for? How should we prepare for this event? Dr. Schmidt?
I would say you might want to read through Ephesians before you come, familiarize yourself with mm-hmm. the letter. If you wanted, you might also read in Acts the moments when Paul engages with the Ephesians and the Ephesian elders. It'll kind of bring to your mind the type of relationship he had with that particular church.
Dr. Ziegler, any other words of encouragement to prepare for this event?
Well, I would agree with Dr. Schmidt. And then once you get there, I would say don't overthink it. Just let the words wash over you. It seems that Paul's mm-hmm. not telling the believers anything they haven't already heard. He's just trying to bring to mind things that they know deep down, helping them to walk in what they already have learned.
So just sit back and let it sink in and be refreshed, be encouraged.
That's right.
Very good. Well, outstanding. I'm looking forward to it. We have a full schedule this weekend, so I don't know if we'll make it, but I'm hoping during the Holy Week one we can make it this year. It would be outstanding to get to hear it. We need to get a recording of this.
Yes, we have one we've done of Mark, and we need to get one now of Ephesians here, too.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, thank you both for your time this morning, sharing with us about Ephesians Live, an oral and visual presentation coming up this Sunday, October 25th, 3:30 to 5 p.m. at Concordia Lutheran Church, 505 South Kirkwood Road. Thanks so much for being my guest this morning, Dr. David Schmidt, Concordia Seminary in St. Louis.
Thank you.
And the Reverend Dr. Michael Ziegler, pastor at Epiphany Lutheran Church here in St. Louis. Thanks for being my guest this morning.
Thanks, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, we have our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we'll study with Pastor Ralph Abernathy from Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Newton, North Carolina. We'll take a look at Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 28. Hope you can join us for that study and morning prayer, all coming up right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.